Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tell me something good.
Tell me something good about Connecticut.
Don't look now, but the holidays are approaching. There are only 71 days until Santa Claus comes to town. And for a lot of people, one of their favorite things to do is catch one or two, or maybe even more, of those holiday movies. We've seen them on Lifetime and on Hallmark and a bunch of other channels. Or they're in theaters, too.
Are we really talking Santa Claus October 15th?
71 days away.
Wow.
And when you watch one of them, look closely, because you might be seeing Connecticut.
That's right.
Connecticut has been the backdrop for a fair number of those movies in the last few years. Last year, a movie called A Very Nutty Christmas starred Melissa Joan Hart. That was shot in Mystic. Another one's with my Real Housewives of Beverly Hills favorite, Denise Richards, Patrick Muldoon, and Barbara Eden, was called My Adventures with Santa. That's scheduled to be in theaters this December, and it was shot in Cromwell, Middletown, and Meriden. And a couple weeks ago, they shot one on Pratt Street, right in downtown Hartford, as well as in Old Wethersfield, called Rediscovering Christmas. And you're going to see that on Lifetime in December. That film and A Very Nutty Christmas were made by a company called Synthetic Cinema, and they are based in Rocky Hill. One thing all holiday movies seem to have in common: happy endings, right? So this is a perfect place to shoot them, because Connecticut was just named one of the 10 happiest states in America by Wallet Hub. Just more great things about Connecticut. Now, leaf peeping season is in full swing. Did you know that Connecticut has the longest foliage season in New England? Well, it does, due to the variety and the diversity of the trees that can be found in our state. There are more fall colors on display for a longer period of time, typically until mid-November. So, from trains to boat rides and zip lines, here are a couple unique ways you can view foliage around the state. By boat at Block Hall Outfitters in Old Lyme, you can rent kayaks or paddle boards and take a fall foliage echo paddle tour on the Great Island Nature Preserve. Black Hall Outfitters in Old Lyme. RiverQuest in Haddam offers a narrated boat tour along the lower Connecticut River to see foliage. Bald eagles, too. You can learn about local history while you're there. By train, the Railroad Museum of New England in Thomaston offers fall foliage and pumpkin patch train rides on weekends. And the Essex Steam Train and Riverboat features a 2.5-hour journey to see bright autumn leaves throughout the Connecticut River Valley. And if you're feeling adventurous, you can do it by zip line. The Adventure Park at the Discovery Museum in Bridgeport features an aerial forest rope park that includes zip lines, bridges, climbing, and more, all surrounded by colorful trees. And then there's the High Flyer Zipline at Foxwoods Resort Casino in Mashantucket, where you can see breathtaking foliage from a bird's eye view by ziplining off a 33-story hotel tower.
Wow.
Yowza.
Hard pass. Oh, my God. That sounds terrifying. Or by foot. Stay on the ground like me. Hike any of the 824 miles of the Blue Blaze Trails in Connecticut. Get out there and enjoy all the beauty that fall has to offer right here in Connecticut. The October CT Visit Prize Pack is up for grabs right now. It includes two lift ticket vouchers valid for the 2019-2020 season at Ski Sundown. You can ski early December through late March at Ski Sundown in New Hartford. It's where I learned to ski. So if you're a newbie, it's a perfect place for you to start. You can also get two tickets to Fright Haven's Frightmare Before Christmas in Stratford. This is a special holiday event that features Christmas-themed haunted houses. It sounds awesome. Also, you're going to get some awesome Connecticut swag, including a tote bag and a t-shirt. All you have to do is head on over to WRCH.com, click on contest to get entered to win.